learned, and I should have known, but I just really learned something firsthand, how important it is between a husband and wife to keep a line of communication open. And there's been some things that have bothered me for quite some time, and I think some things have bothered Joan for quite some time, and we never really communicated with each other. There are concerns, you know, just kind of let it go, let it go, let it go. And it's kind of like a sore probably that doesn't get taken care of, it gets worse and worse and worse, you know, or something that needs care. And, just want to, we got our kind of communication corrected here this last week, some things.
Good.
And it's great. I just want to encourage everybody. There's a lot of communication over it. Some of the folks thought we work.
Great.
Gotta be careful. Don't let it fall by the wayside.
Right. Good exhortation for all of us married couples.
Yeah.
Amen.
It was a honeymoon day.
Good.
Complete and total. It was God, because you see, I didn't want to. There's some things that I couldn't share anymore because I thought I shared it enough. And God set Thursday afternoon aside for Glenn and I to be alone.
That's important.
I had already had my agenda set for the day, and I was bound and determined to do and not be with Glenn. I was bound and determined. And Glenn said, "Will you come with me?" I had just blown up at him. "Will you come with me?" I didn't want to go. He moved to be in the truck for 5 hours together. I didn't want to go. Submit, Joe. Submit. He's working on me. I am so glad he is faithful in the Lord's obedience. That day goes down in history. He blessed Glenn and I more abundantly. I can't thank him enough.
I'm good. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Keep the lines of communication open. Are you looking for the fullness of the blessing of the Lord? Thank you. foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name. Toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore, till with the vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the Church victorious shall be the church at rest. Yet she on earth hath union with God the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is won. Oh, happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with thee.
In the harvest field are ripened, there's the work for all to do. Hark, the voice of God is calling, to the harvest calling you. Little is watch when God is in it, labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it, if you go in Jesus' name. Does the place you're called to labor seem so small and little known? It is great if God is in it, and he'll not forget his own. Little is watched when God is in it, labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it, if you go in Jesus' name. When the conflict here is ended, and our race on earth is run, he will say, if we are faithful, welcome home, my child, well done. Little is watched when God is in it, labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown, and you can win it. Cheer the heart like Jesus, by his presence all divine, true and tender, pure and precious. Oh, how blessed to call him mine. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He more than life to me, and the fairest of 10,000 in God beyond degree.
On the fourth verse.
I must tell you.
never wanted to associate with any of these. He wanted his own family, and he wanted to do his own thing, and he enjoyed fishing. I can go out fishing and praise the Lord just as well as go to church. And or hunting or anything like that. And he attended the church in Rice Lake, the Assembly of God in Rice Lake. And we never said that he wasn't a Christian, but we said that he, you know, he just didn't seem committed. And that hurt our family a lot. He wouldn't show up for Christmas, he wouldn't show up for Thanksgiving or my mom or dad's birthdays or, you know, things like that. Maybe once a year we would see him. And he sent his kids to church. The two boys were in Royal Rangers. The two girls even were crowned Mishnet Honor Stars. And his wife would, you know, drive him there and drop him off. She didn't come from a Christian background. And my mom was telling me the other day, have you heard from John? And I said, no. And I thought in my head, why would I hear from John? And she says, the Lord's been talking to you. And the Lord's calling you into the ministry as an evangelist. Now, John must be about 40, 42. And she says, he feels the Lord wants him in the ministry. I said, oh, really? I couldn't believe it. And in fact, Dorcas came by my room when I was talking, and she said, what's wrong, Mom? What's wrong? Because I kept on saying, really, really, you know. But she went on to tell me that he called up my one nephew, my brother Doug's oldest boy, Clinton, and he was talking on the phone, and he started praying for him on the phone. And Clinton was baptized in the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues. And she says, and then he decided to pray for his oldest son, Stephen, who is graduating this year. And he was filled with the Holy Ghost in the kitchen. And of any of my brothers, I would not have thought that God would call John. I think it was maybe a year, maybe 2 years ago that we heard he finally gave up tobacco chewing. When I found out, I never knew that he did tobacco chewing, but that he had for a long time been chewing tobacco. And he came to my mom and said, Mom, I know that Dad already knows it, but when you get to heaven, you tell him, John is all right.
Praise the Lord.
So we really thank the Lord.
Amen.
We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in his presence.
As the song says, let's praise Jesus now. Lord, we do want to praise you. You are worthy of all praise. Lord, we realize tonight that this is holy ground because you are here. Lord, wherever you are is holy. Lord, we pray that you would touch us, Lord, even as you touched Isaiah. Lord, with the coal from the altar, that we would be a holy people. Lord, that we would be holy because you are holy. Lord, we give you all praise. We give you all glory. We thank you, Lord, all that you have done for us. We thank you for calling us, saving us, and sanctifying us, placing us in your presence on holy ground. Let's sing it again.